much less a capital crime. The DA was quiet. Where was the objection? My reputation was going down like the Hindenburg. I needed help, and fast. Fred continued. So, ladies and gentlemen, please forgive my certification of this man as an expert. I can't take that back now, but we all know the truth. He's never done this before. And this is a mistake I will never make again. But ladies and gentlemen, please, I implore you, don't hold my inexperience and poor judgment against the man I represent. I was resigned to my fate. A shrewd country lawyer, experienced in the substance of the law and the art of the theater, had trumped both my inexperience and the DA's bravado. Fred turned to the judge. I have no further questions, Your Honor. My admiration for my friend soared as he walked back to his chair. I had observed an Oscar-level performance, the demonstration of a remarkable skill. Here was a simple man, pulling out every trick he could in order to do the best job he could for his client. He would continue applying his various and copious skills for the rest of the week, and I dropped by on several occasions to sit in the back of the courtroom and observe his expertise. He would be paid very little for his work, apart from the immense admiration of the young attorneys and one young physician who were blessed to have seen both his amazing performance and his consummate skill. Fred's legacy lives on in those he taught, by word and deed, that success in life is not defined as just being excellent in what you do, but as doing the excellent in an excellent way, even when there's no obvious reward for doing so.